Bezat Hashem, our first topic, Lahalacha from Mem, emerges from the Gemara, which told us that there is a chiyuv to be botzea when there is melach by the table. Rava tells us 10 lines from the top of Mem Amid Alf, Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, Eina Botzea Roshay Lefzea, Ad Sheviyu Melach Oy Lifsan Lefnei Kol Echad VeEchad. There needs to be salt in front of every person. The Mechaber brings this halacha down. Lo yivatzeya, says the Mechaber, in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Hei, Ad Sheviyu Lefan of Melach Oy Lifsan, Lelapis Boy Prusas HaBetzia. And then the Mechaber comes along with the exception that we have as well in our Gemara Mem Amud Aleph also. Vimi Nikia, if it's clean flour, I mishu tbelas betavlin, or if either it's very fine flour, it's already been salted or spiced, in such a case, there isn't a chiyuv. From the language of the Mechaber would seem, and from our Gemara as well, that the idea behind the salt is that the salt makes the bread more edible, but if it's a very fine flour, a pasnaki, then there isn't any need. This is corroborated also by the Ramah in Hilchas Pesach. The Ramah writes that our minog is not to dip the matzah into salt because the salt is not necessary since the matzah is made out of fine flour. Interestingly, the Mechaber disagrees. It would sound like the machlokas there only is in Metzius. The Mechaber says that one does dip in salt, presumably because he doesn't feel that the flour for the matzah qualifies as pasnikia. There is, however, an interesting analysis that emerges within the language of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Kuf Samach Zayin Hei, Umikol mako mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach kodem sheyivtza. The shulchan is akin to a mizbeach, and the achila is like a carbon. And the pasuk says, on all karbanos, salt is brought. The rabbi here is introducing a different idea, and that is that the use for salt has another value, and it's because the shulchan is like a mizbeach, and karbanos were brought with salt. Rav Nemensal points out that based on this reason, there are some who do not follow the custom of dipping the challah three times into salt, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to say in Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Katan La Megimel from the Magen Avraham in the name of Kubal Mikubal. And we don't know exactly how P Torah Hanigla, why specifically three, although that's what's said from the Kubal, but rather to sprinkle the salt onto the bread. And the reason for that is because that's how the karbanos were sprinkled. The melach was not used by putting the meat into melach, but rather melach was sprinkled on top of the carbon. Of course, the basic nafkamina between the Mechaber and the Ramah is in regards to pas nakia. From our sugya was mashma that if the pas is naki, there's no need for melach. However, according to the Ramah's svara, so then, even if it's naki, there still is an idea to remind us that the shulchan is doma l'mizbeach. Another fascinating nafkamina that Rav Nevinzal quotes in the Yerushalayim b'Mo'adeh Chelek Beis is from the Chsam Sofer. This is found in the Minhage Chsam Sofer Simin Hei Sif Yud Beis, that the Chsam Sofer claimed that on Shabbos there is no need for salt. And the reason for that is because the karbanos of the weekdays were not brought on the night of Shabbos. And since they were not brought on the night of Shabbos, there were no karbanos Friday night. Hence, there is no need for salt. Rav Nevinzal now in his Ha'aros to the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Kuf Samach Zayin and this Halacha on Siv Hei adds that this might also reconcile this Stira in the Ramah. On the one hand, the Ramah says that our custom is to put salt on the table because of carbon. Yet, the Ramah says that there's no need for salt when it comes to Pesach, for the matzah because it's pasnaki. Wait a second. What about the idea that the shulchan is domel l'mizbeach? However, if we point out the halacha is that number one, nidarim and nidavos are not brought on Yom Tov, and number two, ein evare chol are craven b'Yom Tov, that we don't bring the karbonos of chol on Yom Tov. And that itself is a psak. Earlier in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Nun Aleph, Sif Tes, that one does not say Mizmor Sod on Yom Tov because there are no karbonos of Nedarim and Nedavos, as well as there's no karbonos of chol. So then everything works out beautifully, almost. And that is to say that when it comes to Yom Tov, the Ramah is not worrying about karbonos, because he's going with the svara that we'd also seen from the Chasam Sofer, and that is that if it corresponds to karbonos on Shabbos, those karbonos are not going to be brought. Similarly on Yom Tov. But there's another reason, because of pasnaki, says the Ramah, in other words, that you need to make sure that the bread is edible. Says the Ramah, when it comes to the matzah is considered pasnaki. This is an absolutely dazzling pshat in reconciling the Ramah. Ultimately, if you take a look at Rav Nevenzahl Zahar's Mishnah Berurah, he has some small questions on it. His last question is the strongest, that the Ramah actually introduces another reason. What will emerge is we will have three reasons for why we dip our challah into salt or pour challah or pour salt on top of our challah. Number one is because if we're choshish, it's not pasnaki. Number two, because the table represents the mizbeach. And number three, the Ramah concludes in Kav Sayin Hey, V'hu Megin Min HaPeronos, and the salt protects us, Chas V'Chalila, from danger. Why does the salt protect us from danger? So this is a big mystery. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Beis says the following, a scary thing, a tremendous mussar, and that is, we're wasting time, we're sitting, and we're not doing anything spiritually productive between from the time that we wash until we say Hamotzi. Comes along the Satran, the Chalila, Satran is Mekatre, quotes the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Medrash. But the Bris Melach, the covenant of salt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made with us, by the Mizbeach, that is something that stands and protects us. So Rav Nevenzahl argues that maybe the Bris Melach should still apply as a mugging even on Friday night or on the night of Pesach. Maybe we could argue that the Bris Melach only applies when the halachos of Mizbeach applies. Hence, the previous Yishuv is an absolutely beautiful Yishuv, and this is the approach of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer also argues that it could be there's no need for a Megan on Shabbos because Shabbos in Melizuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us on Shabbos, and we say from the Tur that we do not say the bracha of Shomer Amo Yisrael Lahad because Shabbos does not require a Shmira. Ultimately, this Mahalach I love in regards to reconciling the Ramah. Finally, Rav Nevenzahl suggests from a Chacham Echad another reconciliation, and that is to suggest that the chiyuv of the karbon for melach is to put on the table, not necessarily to sprinkle the bread. And the Ramah, when he says you don't need on Pesach, is only describing that you don't need to eat it with salt, but the salt be on the table. I would have a few questions on this, and the first mahalach, I think, makes a lot of beautiful sense. The Gemara on Daf Mem raises another fascinating halachic discussion, and that is, towards the beginning of the Amud, Rav Yehuda Merav said, "Asa la'adam she'achal kodem shiten machal behemtoy." It's prohibited for a person to eat before he's given food to his animal. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'nasati esev besadecha." First, you give to your animals, and then you should partake yourself. This is quoted in the Shari Tshuva. By the Shari Tshuva in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkatan Tes, based on the Magen Avram in that same Simen Sifkatan Yudches, who first of all points out from the Sefer HaChasidim that this prohibition of our Gemara, Amim Amen Aleph and Brachas, of Asludim Kodim Shitin Lehemto, is Dafka Achila, but not drinking. And the proof the Sefer HaChasidim brings is a brilliant one, and that is that Rivka said Shesei V'gam Gimalecha Ashke. That Rivka suggested originally that Eliezer should drink and then his animals drink. So this applies only to food and not to drink. The Shari Yeshuv and Sifkatan Tes continues that therefore one has to be careful what before one eats to make sure to give one's chickens to eat in order not to be over on the Isur of Tzar Balei Chaim. It is clear from the Shari Tshuva that he puts together the Isur of Tzar Balei Chaim. It's very logical that the reason why the Torah mandates that you should give your animal to eat before you, lest you should not come for Tzar Balei Chaim. This is as well the assumption of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Chashuk Echemed, who discusses many fascinating shailas in regards to a person eating before his animals. And I must add that because I don't consider myself proficient in this sugya, I will be following the lead of Rav Zilberstein, who assumes as well, like the Shari Tshuva, that the Gzeres HaKosav is built on the idea of the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. The question that Rav Zilberstein asked, that he discussed as well with his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, is the following question. What happens if an individual left his home and he planned to leave for a couple of days? However, after he went on the trip for a couple of days, he realized he would like to stay a little longer. He had left enough food for his birds for 2 days. Is it aser for him to eat on his trip before he arranges that someone else give food to his animals or birds? Does he have to curtail his trip because of this asmachta of Isser? Rav Zilberstein points to a beferish halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer. Simin Hei Sif Yudalit. The lashon of the Mechaber is Kol Dover Hatzarech LeRefua Oshar Dvarim Lespa Be Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim. Anything that is necessary either for medicinal purposes or for any other purpose, productive purpose, is not part of the prohibition of Tzar Balei Chaim. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is, and this is the way Rav Zilberstein understands it, that the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim is only if it will be easy to remedy, or if the action which produces tzar for the animal isn't of unique need to the person. And therefore, the Mechaber concludes, V'lochei mutter limrot noitzois me'avosois chayot, it's permissible to pluck feathers from ducks that are alive, that you want to use for your pillow. You don't want to kill the duck right now because you want it to get fatter for later on to eat it. And you're not over the Isser Tzar Balei Chaim. The Mechaber adds a beautiful conclusion. Nevertheless, the world abstains from this because it is barbaric to the animal. And for that reason, if it's not absolutely necessary, even though there isn't Tzar Balei Chaim, nevertheless, one should abstain. The Gra finds sources in the Gemara. One place to look is Shabbos Kufnan Dalid on the base, that the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim falls away if there is a need for a person's parnasa. There are two important caveats. Number one, the Chazanishin Simen Memches Siv Katan Zayin writes that one is allowed, as the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Dalet on the Beis says, one is allowed to ride one's animal with heavy objects, even if it weighs down on the animal and causes the animal tsar. And the Gemara says, the Ritva in that Gemara explains that Tsar Balei Chaim as an Iser Derabanan falls away if there is a Tsarich Adam. However, the Chazon Ish says, that is only if it's the derech to work that animal in such a way. The derech is also to pluck ducks. However, if it's something that's abnormal, so then in such a case, then we do not say that Tzar Bali Chaim is mutter if it's not derech avoda, even possibly if it would cause the individual hefset. That requires more iyun. I just leave you the Chazon Ish Amar Makom. Number two, the other point, and this is much more practical in terms of the above shaila, is that the only time we say that Tzar Bali Chaim is mutter, l'tzorech ha'avoda, l'tzorech ha'parnasa, l'derech ha'ragil, all of that is only if there's a real tzorech. However, if it's easy for the person to get around and thereby cause the animal to have less pain, it will be a dover pashut that that's what he'd be required to do, says Rav Zilberstein. What exactly is the hagdara of toreach that he has to do on behalf of his animal? Clearly, from our sugya, toreach means instead of allowing yourself to eat first, you have to make sure the animal eats first. But what happens if you're far away? Says Rav Yashuv, as quoted by Rav Zilberstein, Kol ha'od sha'abal ha'chai b'merchak kazeh, sha'odam lo margish mitran, ba'kved ha'legi ha'alam, chayv li'ten lo ma'chol ha'kodam ha'chilat. So if it's not difficult, then you have to go yourself first and make sure the animal eats. Ha'lo kishu b'merchav. But if it's a great distance, shekashlo lagi alav, it's difficult to reach him, o biglal hotzos hakaspis, or the hotza'a kaspit, the expense, o biglal hatircha, in such a case, the halacha is that one is potter. Therefore, there would be a chiyuv for an individual, if it's not difficult to get in touch with his neighbors, to call his neighbors before he actually eats, to make sure that his animal beneath eats. It should be noted that the Be'er Halacha in that same Simen, in Kuf Samach Zayin, Dibur HaMaskul Mekamakom, points out that the Magen Avram in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph quotes the Tshuvas Maharam, who says that it's an Iser de Oraisa to eat beforehand. Hence, the term that we had mentioned earlier of Tzar Bali Chaim seemed to really fall away. But again, most of the poskim that we discussed above, we're assuming that the Yisr is an extension of the Yisr of Tzar Bali Chaim. Another fascinating point, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas, in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Beis, makes a beautiful point. And that is that if it's usur to eat before one's animal eats, so then certainly, Rav Moshe says, that one's children, whose mezonos are aleichem, there would be a mitzvah to have them eat before you. And Rav Moshe claims, and that there, for children who cannot feed themselves, the mitzvah would be first to feed one's children, then the animals, and then oneself. Family life is a tremendous lesson of our midos on working on ourselves, not to think about ourselves first. Finally, what about fish? There is a chiyuv to feed one's animals. The Shari Tshuva quotes those who say the same applies to one's cat. What about fish? So the Tshuvas of Rav Yaakov Emden, Shela Siyavit, in Simen Yud Zayin, brings rayos that dogim have the din of behemos and ofos. One of the rayos is that the iser of sirus, of making the neutering the animal, applies to a dog, and the Shela Siyavit assumes that whenever the Torah says shar or chamor, that applies to fish as well. Therefore, what would emerge is that this halacha would apply to fish also. One should feed, lechatchila, one should feed one's fish, Rav Zilberstein argues, before one eats oneself. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Mem.